It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're talking about things that matter. Our theme today is more about words that matter, and our scripture comes from James 3, 5 through 10. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire, and among all parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. Now, you and I both know that we have a lot of conversations every day. Experts actually say that the average person has about 30 conversations daily. And of course, if you're a woman, well, science suggests that we might be saying a few thousand more words than men around you. Yep, sorry, guys, that's just how it is. That's how we are wired. And sometimes it feels like we're down to our final few words of the day, and all we can manage to say, three words, leave me alone. But like, really, in all seriousness, words do matter. How we live, how we love, how we speak are all connected. James 3 reminds us how powerful our tongues are. It's such a small part of our body, yet it has the power to build someone up or tear them down. Just like fire, it can warm or destroy. Like poison, it can heal or even harm. I remember a funny story that I heard years ago about a quiet farmer, and someone had asked him, does it aggravate you when your wife always gets the last word? And he thought for a second and said, nope, I'm just glad she finally gets there. Yeah, kind of funny, but there's some truth buried in that, because we're in such a rush to get there first, to win the argument, and to have that final say that sometimes we forget the weight of what we're saying. Maybe it's frustration. Maybe it's pain. Maybe it's because we're tired and our filter fell off hours ago. But sometimes, even if we meant it, we shouldn't have said it. Let's be honest, it hits home for me as well. There are moments when I reply way too quickly to a message or a comment, and my words even come off cold or sharp or flat out misunderstood. And it's not that my heart was wrong, but my tone and my timing were. And when that happens to us, it doesn't reflect God. It reflects our moods. The Bible reminds us, out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if we want our words to sound like Jesus, our heart has to be rooted in Him. And that means slowing down, pausing before we speak, and letting the Holy Spirit lead our conversations, because we all spew out garbage from time to time. We're human. Maybe it's stress, poor health, pain, or just a bad day. But we must be careful not to let those things dictate our speech. Instead, let's strive to speak from a heart that's been sitting with Jesus. And you know, even as parents, we do it as well. We say stuff to our children and our words come off harsh because we don't know exactly what they're going through, and our tone may come off sounding harsh and hurtful when really we don't mean for our words to hurt our children. So today, let's pause and let's ask the questions, are my words building up or tearing down? Am I speaking from my flesh or from a heart shaped by God? Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, help us be mindful of our words. Let our hearts be so filled with you that our mouth reflects your goodness. Give us wisdom to speak with grace, love, and truth. And when we get it wrong, give us humility to make it right. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.